A Jewish Journal article. U of Wisconsin denounce. Zionism is genocide. Graffiti is anti-Semitic. The University of Wisconsin-Madison, UW, issued a statement on September condemning graffiti on campus calling Zionism, genocide, as anti-Semitic, Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported. Rabbi Mendel Matusoff, who heads the campus Chabad, told 27 News that the graffiti, scrawled in chalk on campus sidewalks, said something along the lines of, Zionism is genocide and racism. There are 5 Zionist orgs at UW. Blood is on their hands, and listed off all the Jewish groups on campus. Yuval Lehrman, who heads Badger's Alliance for Israel, told the Daily Cardinal. We have no reason to believe that this was a large group of people that were responsible for these incidents, these intimidation threats. We believe it was probably a small group of people that were acting alone. These labels are anti-Semitic. They attribute broad actions or beliefs to Jewish student groups, the university said in their statement. The university then apologized to Jewish students over the graffiti, stating it goes against the university's aim for an inclusive campus environment. The American Jewish Committee lauded the university's swift condemnation of the anti-Semitic and anti-Israel graffiti awaiting students on their first day of classes. Speaking out against hate is essential in keeping campus a welcoming place for Jewish and pro-Israel students. However, UW Hillel Board of Directors member Amanda Peterson told the Cardinal that she felt the university response could have been better with a call to action and a goal to stop these incidents from happening again. The Simon Wiesenthal Center similarly tweeted, "What's missing from a UW-Madison statement is any commitment to hold anti-Semites accountable for their hate. If they had drawn a noose or denigrated any other minority, would the university react differently?" Yes.